Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 on the Eastern Coast, if your ear holes are sucking us in live. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream before you 24/7, or you've done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you are receiving us with a nice Chablis or a wine or a puff of something or whatever, if you're just high on life.
Meth.
However you're taking us in, whenever, with whomever, we appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours yelling, screaming, cussing.
Fuck you.
About, you know, politics and shit.
Eat my dick.
Our whiny little man baby in chief who
Boo. Acted
like an adult for about 4.5 seconds yesterday when he gave that statement about the horrible shooting. He gave his Stepford horrible reading. And today it's back to tweet baby.
Is it Festivus?
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Hey, could you say, is it a fair statement to say the Saudis brought us 9/11?
Well, a bunch of Saudis brought us 9/11, yeah.
Okay.
They were Saudis.
Because Trump's, I just had a tweet and I want to say, so cozy with the country that brought us 9/11. It's regarding a Trump thing Saudi. Is that a fair twat?
Yeah, that
like
fits.
It push back. So I'm going to twat that. It'll go out in about an hour.
You can also twat us, if you like, during the show at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. Or you can sling us a message over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/crabdiving. I just was testing the stream.
Yeah.
Dipping my toe in.
Jeez.
I have a little headphone in my one ear.
And Let me lay down some plastic.
And right as it kicked in, you said... eat my dick.
Eat my dick.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Shut up, gobbler.
So thanks for joining us this lovely Thursday.
Lovely.
A little rainy as it's a weather term. Rainy as fuck.
Oh, yes.
Here in the Redneck Riviera here in Pensacola, Florida. Very interesting to get used to.
By the way,
because this weather wasn't even like Chicago.
Right. Outside of this house, I wouldn't talk about the weather in that way. You can't talk about weather like that with Floridians because rainy as fuck. You're like, no. What we have is precipitation with a high pressure system followed by a blah, blah, blah.
They're all under weather here. Well, how can you not be? It changes every 5 seconds. This morning I got up and it was bucolic, lovely, nice, and sun shining. I took the dog out. She took a big steamer. And peed, it was all good and lovely. And then I sat down here at Crab Diving Workstation.
Right.
And all of a sudden it was the skies blackened and opened the fuck up. I mean, it was raining like crazy.
You say bucolic, I say bukkake.
Right.
Wheel.
There is a musical that uses the word. The phrase is bucolic. Bucolic dream, and I always thought that is the oddest lyric to ever throw in a fucking song. That's how fast that Tin Pan Alley and all those fuckers used to crank out those musicals. Bucolic dream. Who the fuck would think of that? Kendrick Lamar wouldn't even say bucolic. Maybe if it rhymed with something.
The only reason I learned the word bucolic was there was a comic in the newspapers for a long, long time. God, I don't even remember which one it was, but one of the characters was an Indian, an American Indian, called Bucolic Buffalo. And I remember having to look that up when I was a kid.
That's his Indian name for real?
Tumbleweeds. It's the Tumbleweeds comic strip, which I think is still going. Holy shit. But Bucolic Buffalo was a big giant oaf of an Indian. Anyway,
that's fine. You know,
I don't know why I remember that, but I remember looking that shit up as a kid because I didn't know what that word meant.
So like that's the same name like Sitting Bull or, mm-hmm. and I'm saying Pocahontas, not referring to Elizabeth Warren. You fucking racists. Right.
Poker what?
You know what?
You
I don't care.
You brought her.
Yeah, I don't care what I was about to say. We elected a guy that referred to Elizabeth Warren, who is...
Refers
as Pocahontas. Now, I'm going to ask you something that's going to sound fucking stupid at Vile Experience. Is it racist to call Elizabeth Warren as Pocahontas? Yes or no?
No.
It's not?
What? Not... Wait, what was the question?
Is it racist to call Elizabeth Warren?
Oh, yes, it is
Pocahontas.
Racist.
Well, it is, though.
Yeah. To call anyone Pocahontas as a pejorative.
He doesn't mean it in a positive way, right? Right?
It's not, I love your high cheekbones.
I just want to make sure we're not normalizing racism and all that shit, because all of a sudden I wake up and I'm like, oh, Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, I don't even think about it. But that's racist.
Holy shit, Tumbleweeds ran for 42 years. And finally wrapped up December 30th, 2007. He finally retired.
42 fucking years.
The writer-artist Tom K. Ryan is still with us, born in 1926.
Oh, shit, man. Fuck. Hey, make sure you're getting that AARP discount at the Golden Corral, buddy.
Tumbleweeds was set, was launched in 1965.
Launched. Holy shit.
His assistant,
yes,
from 1969 to 1978,
right,
was a guy named Jim Davis, who went on to draw Garfield.
Holy fucking shit. So wow, that's kind of cool. Hey, by the way, since we're wrapping up theater, musical theater moment of the show, we won't have to go back to that topic again. Should we, is now
Did
a good
we
time?
Have a musical theater moment?
Well, I was trying to figure out what musical has the lyric Bucolic Dream.
Oh, I don't.
And I just Googled Bucolic Dream. David Lynch's name comes up like 18 times on the first page of Google.
Musical.
I don't either. I was just going to say, how about that Patti LuPone fucking thing about Schittler?
Patti doesn't like Schittler.
That fucking thing she said is funny as fucking shit.
I'm done with Tumbleweeds. There was more interesting shit.
Oh,
but
go back and read more about it.
No. I was just looking through the Wikipedia at all the characters. Tumbleweeds was set in the town of Grimy Gulch.
Yeah. Jeez.
Population 49.
Grimy Gulch. Now, that's a pejorative if I've ever heard one.
Other locations include the nearby village of the Pohawk tribe of Native Americans.
Is that supposed to be a joke?
And the U.S. Army outpost Fort Ridiculous.
Okay.
Manned by the 6 and 7 8 Cavalry. But I'm just looking for Bucolic Buffalo here. There he is, the Pohawks.
Pohawks.
Pohawk Chief.
Yes.
Little Pigeon. Limpid. Ooh. Lizard.
What lizard?
Limpid.
Limpid.
Green what? Gills. Lots of Luck.
Uh-huh.
Drudgeworth. The Medicine Man. Screaming Flea.
Holy.
Bucolic Buffalo. Raindrop. Hulking Hawk. And Purple Polecat.
My favorite Screaming Flea with a close second behind the Purple Polecat.
Screaming Flea is the smallest Pohawk.
Oh, well.
He's very sensitive about the size of his nose, however, which is enormous.
Hey, little buddy. Oh, shit.
There you go. Anyway, ancient. It was not that ancient. 10 years ago was when it wrapped up, finally.
Yes.
Not all that ancient.
Hmm.
Thanks for joining us. Tweet us during the show at crabdiving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message over to our Facebook page.
Hello.
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
That's right.
A little Paul Lynn moment.
I know,
there.
Man.
We
need Paul Lynn, man. What would Paul Lynn have to say about fucking Schittler if he was alive? What would he say?
Well, Paul Lynde now would be fascinating because, you know, I mean, the first moon landing guys could look up and see that Paul Lynde was gay.
Yeah, he's gay.
Not
guy.
That there's anything wrong with that.
Absolutely
he's just
not.
A very flamboyant type of dude who was a sadly closeted because of Hollywood bullshit. Do you know he used to make jokes about like dating women and stuff, and they would laugh on the show, even on Hollywood Squares. Sometimes they would just laugh at him.
He didn't give a fuck. How about that show though, the Paul Lynde Hour or the Paul Lynde Show, where he had a wife and two daughters or something, and it really was the.
It went for I think one whole season. Yeah,
I mean, he didn't even try.
That was his thing.
Well, I mean, but I'm not even saying he didn't try to act straight or anything like that. He didn't try, fucking period.
Oh, right. Well, that's even when he was Uncle Arthur on Bewitched, he didn't. It was just him.
Give a fuck. Why can't we bring him back to life to host something? You know, that would be fun. Host the Oscars. Somebody good.
No longer with us.
Now, fuck you, Jesus or God or whoever fucking killed him. Why'd you kill Paul Lynde, dickhead? Why?
Right.
A lot of people alive on this planet, you know, whatever. But Paul Lynde's dead. Fuck you. And fuck you for killing Adam West. I mean, really, Paul Lynde. How old was Paul Lynde when he died? Like 50 something? He was young. He wasn't that old.
55 when he passed. Yeah.
Smoked his whole fucking life.
Those were the days.
Yeah, grew up. Hey, have a Pall Mall. A doctor tells you to.
Right, those are the doctor recommended cigarettes.
Shit.
Like the same scientists today that say that there's no global warming.
Oh, yes.
Scientists in quotes.
No global warming, please. Every morning it rains and the fucking ocean comes up to the front porch. Yeah. No global warming.
For these lame trees, we need characters to get all about that. From the Crab Studios. Deep within the crab diving bunker, inside Pensacola, Florida, USA, Dateline, June 15th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
We're inside Pensacola. Oh, shit. Florida. We're inside Florida.
Deep inside Florida. We're actually not.
Not at all.
Over to the commie pinko liberal
HuffPost. How do you ride a bicycle in khakis and a belt? I just watched a guy just tool by on a bicycle.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I wasn't listening to you. I was reading the horrific.
I'll read it.
Headline. What would you say?
I was just talking about the idiot riding a bicycle.
Oh,
he had
I missed
khakis
it.
On. It just looked, it's fucking summer in Florida. You're going to ride a bike in khakis? It's your fucking problem, dude.
I didn't know about this at all.
Probably voted for Trump, didn't you?
This is sad.
Yes.
A pilot was seriously injured when a blimp crashed.
Oh, God.
While flying over the U.S. Open golf tournament in Aaron, Wisconsin today.
Oh,
the headline
shit.
Says, Hinden blimp, fiery crash at U.S. Open.
Did anybody die? Just that pilot?
And again. One was killed. The aircraft deflated before bursting into flames.
Well, that's nice. That was convenient. I mean, considerate of the blimp, don't you think?
A witness in Wisconsin said they were trying to give it some throttle. It didn't go up. Then there was a bunch of kabooms and smoke clouds.
They did not say a bunch of kabooms. You're making that up.
Then there was, this is in quotes, then there was a bunch of kabooms and smoke clouds.
Oh, my fucking God.
Much bigger than regular booms, don't you know?
You're making this tragedy hilarious. Thank you.
I apologize.
No.
The pilot whose name has not been released, suffered serious burns, was airlifted to hospital.
If I was that pilot, I'd read this article and say, you don't think the burns are serious? Come here, let me burn you, dickhead. Serious.
It says he suffered serious burns.
Oh. I thought it said they didn't say that.
No, he did.
Oh, my fault. I misheard.
He was the only person on the blimp.
Yeah. Jeez, what a shitty way to fucking travel.
It's one of those advertising things, yeah. I think.
Great.
The sheriff's office said that an initial investigation found the blimp, quote, may have experienced mechanical problems.
Oh, it didn't work. It didn't work perfectly. It burst into flames. I think there's a problem.
Numerous videos posted on social media show the aircraft seemingly floating to the ground.
See, I am never, you're never going to see this guy in a fucking aircraft that can be deflated or that floats to the fucking ground. That's stupid.
I think he parachuted, it says.
Holy maybe? Shit. He's a badass then. How do you parachute out of a fucking blimp?
The blimp bore an ad for Penn Fed Credit Union.
Okay.
Probably getting their money back. Or not. I mean, they've probably gotten more coverage now.
Yeah, right. Jesus Christ. There's probably a writer in there that says, hey, listen, if this thing fucking crashes with your ad on it, you owe some.
Prior to the crash, ad agency blimp operator Airsign retweeted a tweet calling the blimp ominously low.
Oh, shit.
Well, there you go.
That's terrible. So if the blimp was low, how the fuck did this guy parachute out of it?
I don't know that he did. It looks like a witness said like somebody parachuted out.
Yeah, some drunk cheesehead. He didn't fucking know. Probably voted for Paul Ryan.
Just got to the U.S. Open and the blimp caught fire and crashed. People parachuted out. It was on Twitter. Another tweet. Here's a picture of Ricky teeing off on number one. What I presume is smoke from a blimp crash in the background.
No shit.
So casual. A blimp crash.
Nah, whatever. Fuck it.
They say that these blimps are FAA approved and that accidents like this are extremely rare.
No, yeah. You know what? So are shark attacks whenever they fucking happen. So are
when was the last blimp crash you heard about?
And, please tell that to the guy that just had to eject out of one. It's burned. Oh, yeah, they rarely happen, except when I'm flying them.
They do.
Fuck this. Why do you want to fly? Why do you want to get an aircraft that can be inflated or deflated?
I would think you would feel safer inside of a big balloon that's just going to kind of float to the ground as opposed to a giant flying piece of metal that's going to plummet.
What's that phrase that has to do with eggs, dozens? Six and one? Six or one?
Six or one, half
two,
a dozen
four,
of the other.
Two, four, six, or one!
Six or one, half a dozen of the other?
I'm in a balloon. It's not filled with air. It's filled with flammable gas. Nobody should want to... Listen, that Hindenburg happened. We should be done with blimp travel. Say, hey, listen,
I think they've updated their policies.
Okay. So how did this one burst into fucking flames?
No more smoking in the blimp.
Oh, yeah. This one exploded!
Well, it had apparently some mechanical difficulties.
That is the dumbest way to get around on a fucking blimp, man.
There you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPost.
Oh, yes.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
Let's see what the monosyllabs are taking in today.
Could you imagine? You're in a blimp over the ocean. It bursts into flames. You parachute out, and then some fucking shark eats out your asshole.
Ooh.
I mean, in a bad way.
Oh,
bad way. Okay. Jeez, pervs.
I'm actually a little surprised here. Over at the Drudge Report, there's a photograph of the White House.
Hello. Of course, it's white.
Inside now, also.
Oh yes,
it's white inside. They're really happy about that.
They got rid of that. There's the one black woman that worked at the White House. They fired her, the usher. Correct.
I think she was like the head of planning,
but that was her
like
name
that.
Though that was her title, White House
what,
usher
was it?
Yeah, I don't mean that negatively. I think that was her title. They gave her the old heave ho.
Mueller probes obstruction.
Ooh, yes.
And then it says witch hunt, which is what our whiny bitch baby in shit today tweeted out.
Hello, bitch baby.
The story from last night is from the Washington Post that there are now confirmations.
Bucky.
Is now confirmation.
Okay.
That Mueller, there's been some kind of leak.
Oh, shit.
That the investigation that Robert Mueller is putting on
we're going to need suction on that leak, motherfucker. We got a leak in the roof.
That it's not letting me read it because it says I have an ad blocker, but I don't have an ad blocker.
Fuck that shit. Fuck these ad blockers, man. Fuck these ads.
I got to say.
Hey, Mod Gon tweeted in and said Mike Pence has retained counsel for the Russia probe.
Oh, awesome.
That's great. I mean, God, if we can get rid of that fucker too, that'd be great. Handmaid's Tale.
So the special counsel overseeing the investigation into Russia's role in the 2016 election is interviewing senior intelligence officials as part of a widening probe that now includes an examination of whether President Trump attempted to obstruct justice. So when James Comey said, yes, you are not under investigation personally at this time.
Right.
Our little moron in chief didn't understand the at this time part. And one of the reasons that he didn't want to go public with it.
Yes.
Remember, Trump is like, I want you to go and tell everybody that. I want you to rent a blimp and fly over and tell everyone that I am not under investigation.
Imagine somebody's like, hey, I need you to go out and announce a list of things that are not happening. That's bananas.
And then Comey said, I can't do that because in the future, I may have to retract that statement.
Right.
Because in the future, he might be under investigation.
For example, I am not currently blowing a unicorn, but later on today, I don't know.
A lot of unicorns in Florida?
Oh, you just moved here.
Oh,
no. Those are narwhals. Similar.
The move by Robert Mueller to investigate Trump's conduct is marks a major turning point in the investigation, which until recently, at least publicly, focused on Russian meddling during the presidential campaign and whether there was any coordination between Trump and the Kremlin. Now, Mueller did have, he was given permission to go where the investigation goes. And apparently the investigation done gone onto Orange Little Fingers trying to gum up the investigation.
That's fucking awesome. This is moving faster than Watergate, right? It's still this is crazy. I mean, so what's going to happen all of a sudden when they find out something that's so damning, some piece of evidence, and even the biggest moron on the planet could understand? Is that when Paul Ryan gets his shit together and goes for impeachment? Or maybe just not even that, right?
I think, I mean, Paul Ryan's so craven. And the
he could be dick deep in this shit, too.
And allegedly, there's, I saw some in the rumor mill, has not been corroborated, but that little Eddie Munster from Wisconsin may have some Russian kompromat of his own.
Oh, shit.
And that that might be those tapes that we talked about. I think it was last week. Was it Patrobotics or whatever? That
Patria Baltics.
That had some sources saying that there were, that the Russians taped a convo between Paul Ryan and, I don't know, Kislyak or one of the Russians.
Kislyak.
Basically saying, here's how you can give us all kinds of money and we'll launder it through this super PAC and through this corporation. We can use this really cool Citizens United decision that our SCOTUS fucked us with.
Right.
I mean, not his words. Ooh, he would say, our SCOTUS gave us a lovely gift. But now foreign. And then, and do you remember that's what Obama, when he, during his State of the Union speech, right after that horrific decision.
Yes.
I think it was State of the Union. Regardless, he was speaking to Congress. And he said, I disagree very strongly with this. I think it's going to hurt the country and opens the door to foreign money pouring into our elections.
Great.
And Alito, that fucking slimeball reptile on the Supreme Court, mouthed the words, that's not true.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Not true.
Shit. Nah, he really is out
that's
of fucking.
Not true.
Somebody stab him in the heart. Figuratively, I'm kidding. I mean, the character you're playing.
And every dollar, ruble that they find that made it into our election should be crammed into a hole on Alito. Every single fucking one, and I hope they're coins.
I mean, you know, we could be, shit, we could be in a crisis. I mean, what do we do if the Speaker of the House is dirty?
Well, it looks like they're all dirty. Mitch the bitch, him.
Ooh.
I mean, we really have to rely on our press.
Why is Mike Pence retaining counsel in the Russian probe? I didn't think he was in any of this fucking bullshit.
I'll get to that story in a sec.
I just bring it up. We no, have yeah, to do I don't. Story I don't, right now.
I don't know what that's about. It's about the Russian. Well, they're telling everybody involved to lawyer up. They said that a long time ago. But if he's lawyering up, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, little fucking perv.
Trump, at the time, had received private assurances from the then FBI director Comey that he was not personally under investigation.
God.
So they have five sources speaking on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss the matter publicly.
Yes.
They said that Daniel Coats, the current DNI, and Mike Rogers, the head of the NSA.
Yes.
And somebody's deputy agreed to be interviewed by Mueller's investigators early as this week.
Mike Rogers. That name is out of a fucking spy novel.
Right.
Mike Rogers. Power bottom.
He was one of those are the two guys that last week when they were given their testimony were like, I don't feel comfortable answering that question.
Who gives a fuck?
Well, what do you mean? Is it classified? No. Are you under the president requests executive privilege? Well, no.
Yeah, and by the way, comfortable. What is this comfort? Right. We're talking about a hearing under whether or not there's treason going on in the White House. What did the Russians do to our election? What is remotely comfortable about any of that?
Right.
You fuckface.
I don't feel comfortable.
Neither do we. We wish we weren't doing this.
My fifis are hurt.
God. That's what happens when you guys are a lying bunch of treasonous fuckfaces. No one's comfortable.
At some point, there has to be a flashpoint, though, where it's just so obvious that Trump is going the fuck down that instantly all the rats are just going to, like fire ants that swarm on your foot. They wait and wait and wait, and then they're like, no!
Well, I mean, we might have to rely on, you know, whoever organized the Women's March or the Million Man March or something, you know? It might take the will of the people just marching on Washington.
Yeah.
You know, just a huge fuck. I mean, imagine if the Women's March happened because of these Russian things. The amount of people in the streets came out. That might do it. You know, these little bitch baby Republicans, they start whining when they get a town hall of three or four people yelling about their health care getting fucked up. Well, what if that's a perpetual thing for these little whiny assholes?
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
Oh, God, I sounded like Alex Jones.
I apologize if that yesterday. Was echoey, by the way. We're still working on it.
Oh, no. Echoey Alex Jones actually sounds pretty cool. And for those of us...
There's extra creepiness to him.
Right. And I'm sure there are people listening to this show on psychedelics somewhere. It might just sound evened out. You know, it might sound normal.
Yeah. Microdose.
Microdose. That is such a fucking term you hear all the time. Microdosing mushrooms or acid.
Yes. Now. I mean, I haven't heard that until
but
recently.
But it's so stupid. That just means taking a little bit. Why do we have to make it a special term?
Well, yeah, taking it so you don't feel it.
What's the point?
I don't know. They say it enhances. Some people say it enhances performance.
Yeah.
Didn't you say somebody microdosed before softball?
Oh, yeah, dude. One of these ringer. I won't say his fucking name. This guy also wears these Snapchat glasses. So every play, he recorded everything. I'm like, how do you do that, dude? I know, but it's just like too much to think about. This is all I think about. The ball is coming to me. That's all I think about, and where do I throw it? I can't be like microdosing acid and hitting Snapchat. Fucking nuts.
One of the other headlines is whatever. Well, the other thing we were going to cover is that Donald got his iPhone today a couple of times.
Oh, did he really?
Actually,
do you think somebody actually gives it to him, or does he walk around?
I think they try, the reports are that they just try to keep him busy. They just try to throw shiny things around all day to try to just keep him as busy as possible and hope and pray that he doesn't grab his iPhone. Great, huh? Make you feel better about the State of the Union?
You know what I love? I love when the State of the Union reads like a synopsis of a zany sitcom. You know, it sounds like a situational comedy. It sounds fucking hilarious.
So it's 4:30 p.m. here live, if you're listening to us, in the Central Time Zone, God's country.
What God?
This is God's time zone.
Hey, fuck you.
The C isn't for Central, it's for Christian. Daylight savings time.
Oh, yeah.
And
they have their own Bible time.
So 11 hours ago, so that's doing the ciphering, right. 5:30 a.m. here, so 6:30 in the morning.
No shit.
He tweeted his
time.
Well,
you know, he's an older guy. People get up earlier when they get old.
Prostate things. He's got to pee all the time.
Oh, really? Well, he loves that then.
They made up 11 hours ago. They made up a phony collusion with the Russian story, found zero proof. So now they go for obstruction of justice on the phony story. Nice. Nice. This is nice. Our president tweets, nice.
Nice. I mean, he sounds like he's in The Sopranos, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean.
Then right after that, well, he waited an hour.
Yes.
You are witnessing the single greatest, all caps, right, witch hunt in American political history, led by some very bad and conflicted people. Hashtag MAGA.
Oh my God. Why is he, is it weird to you that he's still using rhetoric from his campaign?
Well, yeah, and led by some very bad and conflicted people. What does that mean? Conflicted.
They're, God damn it, that like inside they're fucked up. They're just mentally ill. They're disturbed. Shit. I mean, that's some fucked up fascism, right?
Oh, God. Some poor, sad little Trump bot at GOP poll analyst said, MAGA, indeed, sir. Ignore the haters and losers. We've got your back.
Oh, my God. That's a fucking bot, right? GOP poll?
I don't think this one is. She's got 16,000 followers.
Oh, God. You got a bunch of mouth breathing fans. MAGA.
Most of the responses though are like one. The most popular one says, honestly, this is an insult to witches.
Right? Are witches cool per Harry Potter? Aren't they badass or something?
It depends.
Yes. Oh, okay.
I guess.
No, all witches are created equal. They aren't.
Remember, Samantha had her evil twin cousin.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Serena.
Right. Damn, I don't remember. Was Serena the redheaded lady?
No, she had dark hair. Right.
Okay.
Just like I Dream of Jeannie had an evil twin sister also, or a twin cousin.
Yeah, no, to be honest, I was more of an I Dream of Jeannie person than a Bewitched.
Showed off her navel.
Right.
After the first season.
Barbara Eden, man.
That was a thing.
Was it really?
Yeah, they had to hike up her balloon pants in the front to not show her navel, so that she didn't give people stiffies.
It wasn't a thing that this guy who is an astronaut kept a woman in a bottle that just all day granted him wishes. I mean, that wasn't a thing. Nobody cared. I mean, that's kind of fucked up. Isn't
I think
it?
The thing is, everybody watching was like, why is he still?
Right.
Have a job. Why is he still in the military dealing with that asshole of a colonel or whatever?
Well, I think they addressed this because the genie would try to grant the master like better wishes and better wishes.
And he didn't want it.
Yeah. And what was Larry Hagman's name?
That would happen.
Yeah. It's total fiction. Larry Hagman. What was his character's name? Major Healy was
Major
his buddy.
Healy was his buddy. Major.
His name was actually Master because it was this hot chick running around in a genie outfit going, Master, Nelson. Master.
Major Nelson, wasn't it?
Major Nelson, I believe, was his boss. Right? I think we can file this in the who gives a fuck or,
right,
you know, whatever. I do think it's interesting trivia, but, you know, Major, I don't know.
Major Anthony Nelson.
Okay. Major Asshole. No, that was Spaceballs, right?
Yeah. Bill Daly was Major Roger Healy, and right. Dr. Bellows was the...
Yes.
Was the... Their foil.
Do you remember when Major Nelson had to go on that survival camp or something? He had to do the fake prison camp thing where he was parachuted into the desert and he had to survive.
Oh, kind of, yeah.
And Barbara Eden kept granting him wishes and getting him, like, pork loins and all this other shit. And Major Bellow's like, you know, Major Nelson, at the end of this, the exercise, you have gout. I'm eating too much fucking veal or something. Stupid.
So that's how did we get over to Barbara Eden?
But I know not. We were talking about Paul Inn, and you know he was on Bewitched. I'm sure that's every episode. By the way,
the there's a story over to the Daily Beast that says even Trump's aides blame him for the obstruction probe, saying the president did this to himself. It's true. Lindsey Graham was even on telly the other day.
Hello.
Saying this is going to be the first time that somebody's brought down because they won't just shut up.
Oh, my God.
About something. Because it really.
He said that?
Basically, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, the scary thing is, if Donald Trump was Frank Underwood, we wouldn't know any of this bullshit. And he would have gotten away with it.
Right. If he was Putin. If he was one-tenth of as smart as evil Putin is.
And Putin doesn't even have to be. He can do whatever the fuck he wants over there, right?
Right.
Shit. I think we're lucky. I mean, what if Schittler was Duterte?
He pretended that in the last election, I mean, he stepped down for a while. Remember, he was prime minister. There was a president or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then he flipped, but everybody knew that the guy that was allegedly in charge was taking orders from him.
Do you think when Putin finally steps down from being the poobah of Russia, will he retire rich? I wonder what his net worth is. He's probably fucking loaded, isn't
he? I don't
he?
Know that. Yeah. I probably can't see it ending well for people like that. If they go down, they usually go down swinging from a yardarm. You know what I mean?
They go down without a head.
So, dictators that get undictated, usually it doesn't end up well for them.
Yeah, they don't have to go through this fucking process we have. This is maddening, you know.
Wistful?
Yeah. You know. Just waiting around for Paul Ryan to do the right thing. I mean, have fun.
Yeah, that's going to be really rough. Lindsey Graham.
Oh, yes.
You think the president was vindicated? He thought he was vindicated.
Well, I think it was true that he's not under investigation for colluding with the Russians, and I don't think what was said amounts to obstruction of justice. Now, what the president did was inappropriate, but here's what's so frustrating for Republicans like me. You may be the first president in history to go down because you can't stop inappropriately talking about an investigation that if you just were quiet would clear you. It's frustrating for me to want to help a man who I think will do big things no other Republican would do, like immigration. Believe it or not, I think Donald Trump may deliver us from a broken immigration system. This is not helping. This should be in the Judiciary Committee. I heard Dianne Feinstein on the show earlier today. You had Comey suggest that the current U.S. Attorney General and the former Attorney General were playing politics with the investigation.
Oh, there we go. Let's blame, Obama. Blame Bill Clinton for getting on that plane, and blame, of course, Loretta Lynch, the great evil.
Is he blaming Obama because, you know, Obama chose to not release certain information about the election because he was worried the GOP
because he's saying that Comey admitted that there was collusion between Loretta Lynch and the Clintons to try to dampen the email gate.
Right. Which
when he said that she asked him to call it not an investigation, but an incident or something. Something silly like that.
I mean, does it even hold a candle to this Russia bullshit, the Loretta Lynch thing? I mean, do we even give a fuck?
Of course not. But
I mean, come on. This is some crazy shit that we're dealing with. I mean, it's mind-numbingly insane.
So Lindsey Graham, on one hand, smacking Trump around, the other one reaching around.
Yes.
Because saying that I think he can do great things.
Do you hear him say
such bullshit?
No other time in history has a president gone down. He kept saying that over and over again.
Trump then waited a few hours, about eight, And then 2 hours ago, did a couple of tweets in a row.
Right.
Butthurt again. Why is it that Hillary Clinton's family and Dems dealing with Russia are not looked at, but my non-dealings are?
God damn, this guy is insane. He's making it so no one has a choice but to fucking prosecute the fuck out of him.
I'm rubber, you're glue.
Right.
And then the most recent tweet, Crooked H, which, by the way, has been trending.
Crooked H. That's all.
He's only got 140 characters.
That's all he said was Crooked H.
Crooked H destroys phones with hammer, bleached emails, and had husband meet with AG days before she was cleared. And they talk about obstruction.
Oh, my God. Please, Schittler. God, you just fucking bananas.
What an embarrassment.
Really?
What a complete embarrassment.
I mean, God, what are we going to do with this guy? I guess we just wait around.
Yeah, it's going to, I mean, if we can handle a year and take back either the House or the Senate, then he'll go probably, because then if we're in charge of one of those two, they can empower a fully independent counsel to bring him the fuck down that nobody can fire, right? Nobody can fuck with.
I mean, what happens if throughout this investigation, the Speaker of the House is indicted, or, you know, some bullshit comes up with him, Pence, ugh, Mitch the bitch. I mean, at what point do we say, oh, my God, what's our government? I mean, because what government do we have if the administration's in bed with Russia, if the Congress is in bed with Russia?
We have
the vice president,
government with its shirt off riding on a bear.
And then obviously what's going to happen? How do we know this isn't a huge plot by Putin and some other people just to fuck us up? This isn't just the first part. God, I sound like I got a tinfoil hat on, man.
I think Putin just got the biggest gift available. I think he might have been happier with somebody a little smarter that could maybe have worked the system.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe more subtly arranged the sanctions to go away and allow them to have their $500 billion oil deal with Exxon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that.
But
I forgot about the $500 billion oil deal.
But I think he's more than happy to accept the destabilization of every alliance we have on the goddamn fucking planet.
That's a consolation prize. That's a door gift.
I think he's okay with that.
Oh, my God. But wait, we are not destabilizing NATO, because didn't Congress or somebody reconfirm?
Yeah. No, well,
is that new?
There was a... Oh, NATO, I don't know about.
Yes.
That might be new.
Yeah.
But I do know that Trump is also pissed, and so is Uncle Nipples pissed.
Ooh.
Because the... I think it actually passed. It did. The Senate... put together an increased sanctions package against Uncle Nipples and the Russians for sticking their schnozzes into our election.
You know, I was reading about that, dude, and I'm trying to understand, why did Bernie vote against it? It said Bernie and Rand Paul voted against it.
The amendment that went into this, it's a bill on Iran. As far as I know, the overall bill.
Right.
And it's basically the Republicans, doing their best to try to shit on the nuclear agreement that we had with Iran, I guess, or whatever.
Yes.
I don't know that there's more sanctions for Iran, but I think it's saying, we got to watch these guys. Yeah, it's something. It's not helping. It won't help our ultimate relationship with Iran, who, by international standards, has been abiding by the agreement.
Yeah, so what happens? How do we use sanctions if we don't follow through when somebody does what they're supposed to?
Well, right.
I mean...
So the Senate...
Yes.
Passed this amendment 97-2 in favor of imposing stricter sanctions on Russia because of their meddling in our election. The two that voted no on that specific amendment of Russia against Russia
Yes.
were Rand Paul.
Boy.
And Mike fucking Lee.
Oh, my God. Mike Lee.
Rand Paul alleges that he always votes against sanctions because he's a fair market, blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
And Mike Lee's just a jizz stain. So, I mean, he's just a complete lunatic. I'm actually surprised that his suck daddy,
yes,
Ted Cruz,
suck daddy,
didn't vote that way because he was usually Ted Cruz's little lapdog. Whatever. Although I think Ted Cruz done lost all of his any cred whatsoever. They all hated him before.
Now they really
they were afraid of him
guy.
Because you know people, the right wing nut jobs liked him.
Yeah.
After his utter laughable performance, losing to Schindler,
yeah,
and his every humiliation after.
Right.
They don't. Maybe Mike Lee thinks.
Why didn't Schindler
attach that train anymore?
Train. Why do you think Schindler didn't take care of Ted Cruz after the election? Why didn't he get a spot? Because didn't Ted Cruz come out and support Schindler despite Trump saying, hey, your wife's an ugly piece of shit, blah, 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 blah.
They still hate each other. Really? I mean, I think.
But he came out and didn't he make calls for him, Ted Cruz?
Reluctantly.
Yeah, that should have got him something.
Remember
man.
That the view of that one when Ted Cruz had to call and make,
right.
Although he didn't say Trump. Remember during the phone call?
Oh fuck yeah, I remember
he
that.
Was like you need to get out and support Republicans.
Yeah. Vote for the you know whoever the Republicans are nominating.
But he still had sad face.
How do we know Rand Paul ain't in bed with Russia? You know
we don't.
That fucking any fucking racist. He's got that guy that writes for him that used to write for some like. Confederate KKK newsletter.
Probably wrote for his dad's newsletter.
Right. I'm supposed to believe Rand Paul's not a big fucking racist, please. Hire a guy that used to write for a Klan newsletter.
Vladimir Putin, Uncle Nipples,
necked.
Condemned the latest sanctions imposed by the United States Senate, insisting the latest restrictions make Russia stronger. Don't ask me. And he blamed them on domestic political problems in America. So we had nothing to do with it. You guys are Democrats gone nuts. You control your Democrats. They lie.
And this can actually help Putin, right? The sanctions. I mean, it makes him look like a victim, a martyr to his own people.
He said, we have always lived under sanctions.
Shit.
Whenever Russia grew stronger, there would always be sanctions throughout history, he said.
Right.
There is a U.S. bill to toughen sanctions. Why? Nothing has changed why they are talking about sanctions. It's evidence of domestic political problems in the U.S.
And you guys weren't dick deep in our fucking electoral process, influencing the election. And what about all your shenanigans in Ukraine, dude? Man, he's a horrendous piece of shit, Putin. I mean, I think people forget that he's, like, really fucking bad.
Putin said sanctions by the West have made Russia stronger by forcing the country to, quote, switch on their brains and reduce dependence on energy exports.
Okay. We have switched on our brains.
In December, the administration of former President Barack Hussein Obama expelled 35 Russian diplomats as a punishment. For the role in hacking the Democratic National Committee during the election cycle.
Didn't they lose some property, too?
They kicked them out of some buildings.
Okay.
In 2014, both the EU and the U.S. imposed sanctions for Russia's annexing of Crimea in Ukraine.
Oh, shit. Right.
Earlier this month, it was reported the Trump administration was considered lifting those sanctions imposed by the Obama administration in exchange for permission to continue the construction of a U.S. consulate in St. Petersburg. That
Who cares?
And that ain't how it works. The deal was, you get out of Ukraine and we'll lessen those sanctions.
Sanctions aren't supposed to be a bargaining chip for us to get paid.
Right.
It's supposed to, so people are treated better. So
I've read about that is that we would get fucked on that. Great deal. There is no deal. On those sanctions. Trump was just going to bend over and present the United States as starfish
right.
to Uncle Nipples.
And then if they take those sanctions away, will Tillerson's little fucking company be able to drill in Russia? Is that still a thing or not?
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of fucking money, man.
$500 billion plus.
And then we're supposed to... Schindler wants America to believe that that's not a factor. Are we that fucking stupid?
So there you go. Yes. Uncle Nipples, also.
We're stupid.
Not happy at all about the new sanctions.
Damn.
And a couple of those alleged rogue Twitter accounts, you know, that are fake POTUS staff rogue, apparently, supposedly. We don't know if they're fake or whatever, but they've seemed to have had, a couple of them seem to have had some insider information that might show that they are actually somebody working in the White House who's who's tweeting very subtly about shit that's going on. Said that one of those accounts last night said that he's done lost his mind, that he was really, really pissed about this White House counsel thing, and now we find out today he can't stop tweeting about it.
Oh, my God.
So he's obviously losing his mind.
He's panicking.
Because now he can't say he's not under investigation.
Yeah.
That was what that whole thing was about. He didn't care. Remember, he didn't seem to give fuck all if he kind of wanted his buddy Flynn.
Right.
But then he was like, and anybody who's like a satellite to me, I don't care. But I want you to tell everybody that I am not under investigation.
Wow. What is that? I mean, that is so strange.
It's pathological narcissism.
Yeah. That's fucked up. Dang, Schindler. Can somebody give him a pill, some Prozac? Would that help at this point or no?
I don't know.
Well, fuck it.
I think dart him.
The idea
him to somewhere to a range in Kenya.
Who said Who said that it would that it's folly to think this guy would ever change? Because my God, he's 70. Oh,
everybody.
How old is he?
71 yesterday.
71-year-old dude, and he's going to change his ways all of a sudden. Who's been the boss his whole fucking life?
Putin also weighed in on the scandal involving former FBI director James Comey. See, now, one thing I will give Putin, he can be kind of funny.
Oh, yeah.
And he said that he has offered political asylum to Comey in the event that he's prosecuted in the United States for leaking.
Oh, yes.
He said, what's the difference between Comey and Snowden? He's a human rights activist then, not an intelligence chief. At any rate, if this entails some kind of prosecutions against him, we are ready to grant him asylum in Russia.
Now, come on. On what planet is Comey going to jail?
Well, he's just,
Is that what the right wing is saying? Is they're saying, hey, Comey lied and he's going to be, you know, charged with perjury or something?
Well, they think we should go to jail.
Who, us?
Yeah.
For what?
Because we're libtards.
Boom.
And we don't suck Trump cock like they do.
That might be a fun jail to be in. It's just a bunch of libs and hippies hanging out.
In fact, even earlier there was a trending on the Twitter. I believe was something like, God, it should be illegal to, or I'd make it illegal to, or something like or something like that. And if you clicked on it, it was a lot of them were right wing nut jobs just calling for the imprisonment of libtards.
What?
For every imaginable offense.
Because they're saying our rhetoric is causing violence, like the shooting yesterday of Scalise. That's stupid. I mean, what are we not supposed to do? We're not supposed to question anything that fucking happens.
I think we should outlaw was the tag. I think we should outlaw and fill in the blank.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were like, liberals, progressives.
I think we should outlaw the word Benghazi coming from the lips of fucking GOP dickheads.
Well, now it seems like the more popular ones are sane people making fun of the right.
Yes.
I think we should outlaw running for any political office if you've not first released your full tax returns.
Nah.
I think we should outlaw political donations of more than $20,000.
Why not?
Less.
Can we outlaw somebody's fucking daughter getting paid by the government to be a close personal advisor to the fucking president?
Oh, here we go. At Trump Girl Strong.
Yes.
I think we should outlaw liberals.
Ah.
We'd all be much happier. No violence, no drama, no idiocy.
Yeah, okay. Let's outlaw liberals. Have fun curing cancer. Have fun finding a cure to AIDS. You know, have fun building a space program. Have fun finding a movie to watch, a book to fucking read, you fucking idiot.
This one should be obvious, but I'd outlaw Sharia law from every state in USA. Barbaric cultures don't belong here.
Sharia law compliant.
God, they're so dumb. They really just are so dumb.
Why do these people think that Sharia law is right around the corner?
Ooh, here's one.
Yes.
I think we should outlaw liberalism, Marxism, communism, feminism, and all of their anti-white hatred slash racism. Whites are fed up with all of it.
Like, totally,
okay,
man.
Okay, boo-boo. We're fed up with whites.
Right.
Even us whites are fed up with you, deplorable, vile, disgusting whites.
Absolutely. We're fed up with your ignorance. Why? I asked this over and over yesterday. Nobody twatted in with a good answer. Why the fuck are you so fucking stupid? What makes you stupid?
So there you go. That's the that was trending earlier.
Trending on Twitter.
And once again, going after libtards.
Bye, fuck.
I think we're doing libtards.
Bye.
The also going on in the news with all this fun stuff that's happening. The horrific shooting yesterday. Steve Scalise is, still not completely out of the woods. I guess the bullet did some nasty damage to his, it entered his hip, and there was some organ damage and broke bones
shit
like that. It's a big gun with a lot of power behind it.
That's weird. Wait a second. That big gun with a lot of power. How's that? Is that legal in our country
it's
or no?
Shocking. Easy. Yeah.
Do we know
he
what
probably went to Walmart and just bought a gun.
What kind of gun is this? I forgot. Do we know?
I don't know if they probably have. I haven't read it if they've identified it yet. I heard one person said AK, one person said AR.
Okay.
You know.
But those aren't legal.
Six of one.
An AK is not legal in this country, is it? An AK-64?
Fully automatic, no.
AK-47.
I don't believe.
AK-47, Commodore 64.
But I don't believe fully automatic, but semi-automatic, where you got to pull the trigger for each round.
That's the name of that.
As opposed to not having to pull the trigger for each round.
Semi-automatic or fully automatic, same of that REM album.
Semi-automatic means you just don't have to cock.
Cock.
But you do have to pull the trigger after each shot. As opposed to fully automatic, where you hold the trigger down and go.
Now you need a gun like that if you're squirrel hunting, because those fucking guys
are
wily.
Yeah.
Some of those squirrels fly.
Chipmunks.
I need a laser scope to kill those motherfuckers.
Christmas time is here.
Two in the head, one in the chest.
As you said earlier, over at the Washington Post, there's another headline today that...
Yes.
Vice President Mike Pence is getting his own lawyer.
Ooh, I'm excited about that.
Says Pence wants to be prepared for impending congressional committee inquiries.
Oh, yes.
As well as Mueller.
Right.
The vice president's office released a statement saying that Pence hired Richmond-based attorney Richard Cullen, who once served as a U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia. So he hired an actual...
He ain't fucking around.
He hired an actual lawyer that may have know something about stuff like this, as opposed to Trump, who just hired his slimy shyster lawyer that he goes after contractors.
This guy is involved with some Russian bullshit, Trump's lawyer, too. I remember reading that. I don't remember what the fuck it was. You know why I don't remember it? Because it's so complicated and so fucked up that I didn't understand it. That's a red flag, right?
What?
When it's some complicated and convoluted, I'm like, I don't even understand this, but he has ties to Russia. It's something stupid.
So, Pence has, less than a month after his decision to hire a lawyer, comes less than a month after Trump hired his own private attorney, Mark Kasowitz.
Is it Trump's attorney? He can't even type, right? Didn't they release a statement that had, like, typos?
Well, and then yesterday... He said that the leak that resulted in us now knowing that the president is under FBI investigation for possible obstruction of justice.
Right.
He said that of course they're screaming the leak is the biggest problem.
Right.
Not the treason
that
they're leaking about.
Right.
But the fact that they're leaking is the problem. And he said it's illegal. The leak is illegal. It's not. Why
would it be? So
this is the lawyer for the president.
Oh my God.
Who says it's illegal. And everybody else is like, it's really not. It's probably not.
Would Mueller be allowed to announce that, hey, Schindler's under investigation? I mean, is he allowed to say that? So why did he not just say it instead of leak it? Was it some strategery?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. God.
Pence's spokesperson confirmed that he hired this lawyer to assist him in responding to inquiries by the special counsel.
Now, he might be, this Pence, he might be a lunatic, homophobe and shit, but he doesn't want to sound stupid, and he doesn't want to be caught with his pants down, and you know, unless he's at that truck stop that he loves.
These guys will not be paid with taxpayer money, by the way. Trump has to pay Kasowitz himself, as does Pence have to pay his own private lawyer.
These Kasowitz, get that money up front from what we know about Schindler, right?
But there are reports that Trump was all pissy that that the White House lawyer, whose name is escaping me right at the moment, basically isn't his own lawyer. He doesn't get that. Like, he's like, why aren't you defending me? And they're like, no, I'm the people's lawyer. Yeah. I'm the White House lawyer.
But isn't that indicative of how he sees his whole business being president?
Yeah.
I mean, he wants Comey to be loyal to him and not the fucking country. Did no one tell him that he's not the dictator of the United States once he sort of got it? I mean, Trump, let's be honest. You sort of got elected. You got elected by a technicality called the Electoral College. You lost the popular vote by a lot.
So there was this shooting yesterday.
Oh, God damn it, man.
And like I said, Scalise is still having more surgeries and stuff. Just awful.
A-plus rating
gonna be the,
from the NRA.
Tonight's going to be the baseball game. They're still having it.
Oh, jeez.
And
wouldn't cancel it?
No, you can't.
I would. Why?
No,
come
you can't
on.
Cancel it. Can't let the terrorism win.
Yeah, okay.
Well, one of the heroes
involved
in bringing down that lunatic yesterday is a member of the Capitol Police.
Right.
Who I believe is one of the members of the detail protecting Scalise, and they're saying, had they not been there, it might have been a lot worse.
Right. Well, this is good guy with a gun thing.
Crystal Griner, it turns out. Crystal Griner and David Bailey are widely credited with saving Republican lawmakers and staff during the horrific shooting.
Okay.
Speaker Paul Ryan said of them, quote, "We are, as ever, awed by the tremendous bravery of the Capitol Police. Both of them were wounded, and both of them are minorities. Crystal Griner is a woman of color who has a wife."
Dang.
And so you talk about bravery. I tweeted out earlier, this is a person who put her life on the line to protect a bunch of leaders who view her as a second or third class citizen.
That's amazing. That's amazing. The depths of that person's humanity compared to these fucking losers.
Right?
God, Steve Scalise, change your politics. Use this as an aha moment. Quit being such a loser douchebag.
And it shouldn't matter. I mean, it should be so what? Okay, she's got a wife. She's brown,
absolutely.
She's got a wife. But the fact that the people she's protecting, every single one of those assholes that was out there.
Yes.
Playing baseball, I'm glad nobody's dead, and it's horrific. None of it should have happened. But every one of those fucking assholes out there would go into Congress 10 minutes later and vote to take her right to marry her wife away.
Even after this?
Yes!
Oh, my God!
Do you have a doubt?
No, I don't have a fucking doubt. You're right. Fuck these people. God damn it.
And to keep her from voting because she's brown.
Absolutely. Suppress her vote.
And to make sure she doesn't make as much money as the other agent that took a bullet.
Oh, my God. That's a good point. I mean, the Republican Party is really fucked up. It's really fucked up. Really racist, really sexist. can barely function, can't function.
Right.
They can't do shit.
Right, no, they're just the worst of humanity. They really are. They really are.
Hey.
They represent the worst of humanity. Greed, blinding, planet sucking, literally.
Absolutely.
Greed, non-empathy, hatred of the poor, hatred of anyone whose skin color is not theirs.
They're violent. Gianforte. That fucking Gianforte took a reporter and body slammed the fucking guy.
Horrible.
Yes.
But if there was any way to handle it correctly, he's done that. He pled no contest.
Yes.
He will be doing community service.
Right.
He apologized to the reporter. He apologized to his constituents. He has said what he did was 100% utterly wrong.
Right. Well, that's good.
And has owned up to it.
I mean, I hope that reporter is suing the living fucking shit out of that guy. Bleed every dime from this piece of fucking pond scum you can. Oh, God. Because now, like, reporters have to be like, oh, shit, I'm interviewing a Republican. I better, you know, who knows? I might get body slammed. Fucking WWE move or something.
Right.
Is it wrestling? Is it, which... WWF is World Wildlife Federation, and they had to change to WWE.
Yeah, they sued.
The animals won, baby.
The animals did win.
I love that.
That was the Republicans wanted Vince McMahon to win.
Oh, yeah.
Because they felt big business should, they can make more money than the World Wildlife Fund. So, of course, they should get the, they should get it, and the WWF World Wildlife Fund ended up saying, oh, I don't know, we got it first, so.
You know, this guy I used to work with, he's a big hunter, into loved guns and all this shit. And he's, you know, I worked with this guy, and he had some mail with him, and he set this mail down in the car. And I looked at it, and I was like, oh, and it was a letter from the World Wildlife Federation. And I was like, World Wildlife Fund. And I said, oh, you remember the World Wildlife Fund? He goes, yeah, I give them, I give money to the World Wildlife Fund so there's more shit to shoot when I go hunting.
Nice.
Oh man, great.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know.
Awesome.
I didn't know what to say to that.
The I've got also, you know, they're talking a lot about this this student that was released from North Korea in a coma. It's just unbelievable to talk about brutal regimes.
So the guy woke up not in North Korea. He was in a coma.
No, well, he's not waking up.
Oh, shit.
He's been under for a year, they said.
Oh, my God. Is he going to die or is he?
He's probably not going to get a whole lot better. I mean, I would. God, I think they're going to have more of a press conference later this afternoon. His father spoke earlier, and there were times where he kind of talked about his son as if he were almost dead, you know, like,
yeah.
Like when he tried to, he said, I love you, son. He looked up in the sky, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh my God.
But he's happy his son is back, but I think he's
not going to make
obviously
it.
Obviously right severely now. Got some severe brain injuries.
I don't
going
know
on.
What happened. I mean, why couldn't they take care of him properly? Trump said Kim Jong-un was a smart cookie.
Smart cookie.
Whew. Shit, man. The GOP couldn't find a better guy. They had a primary. You remember those, any of those, would you, I would take any of those loons over Schittler. It, knowing what you know now, you obviously would. Even Ted Cruz. God, I don't know.
Wow.
Throw a chair at me. Me with a chair. Just beat me.
Well, at least we wouldn't have to worry about our foreign policy being handed over to Russia.
I guess. I mean, we really don't know if Russia has little, you know, Putin tendrils all through the GOP. And how do we know they don't have money sunk into other governments?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
You know?
Oh, God, how does this work?
What?
Right-wing preacher, we played this guy before. Not that often, but...
Is this the guy that likes to
Lance...
I was saying, is this the guy that likes to put cum in lattes?
No.
I love that guy.
Lance Walnut, he didn't... He decried that.
Oh, yes.
Decried Starbucks putting jizz in the lattes.
They like to put jizz in the lattes.
Pastor Manning.
Oh, my God. Lunatic.
USA Today reports that Lance Wallnau is one of only three evangelical leaders to have accurately predicted Donald Trump's presidency.
No, oh, shit.
He's batshit.
Who cares? Fuck you. Predict it. There were two people to choose from, right? Hillary or Trump? It's a 50-50 shot, dumbass.
He picked it early.
Oh, okay. And give it up for Notre Dame.
And he wrote a book called God's Chaos Candidate.
Ooh, that's Trump, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, now Lance Wallnau posted a video
on
Facebook.
Yes.
And he's somehow crediting saving the lives of Steve Scalise and the others who were shot during the baseball practice.
Right.
He's crediting Donald Trump with saving them.
How? Like superpowers?
Because last month, during Police Appreciation Week or something like that, he turned the White House blue.
Oh, okay. And then that made the cops better able to save these guys or some shit.
So anyway, I'm giving you the Washington, D.C. update, and I'm telling you, I don't want to do this, but I seem to feel like I'm always here at some pivotal moment, and it's confirming I got to spend more time in D.C. So I was down at our office, down there, you know, our 2nd Street location, and I was going to broadcast from there, but I didn't want to put all the other people that I was with in an awkward position. Because I don't mind being unpopular, but I don't require all my friends to be unpopular with me. Anyway, I really...
No, I think your friends don't want to be dragged into your bullshit.
No, they're embarrassed by you, lunatic.
I'm going to Periscope something. Oh, I'm going to be over here.
Yeah, don't put me in your fucking shit.
I believe in the name of Jesus that we're praying and the prayers are working. How are they working? 50 shots were fired. And one congressman got hit through the head. Two policemen protecting him were shot. But the shooter died with 50 bullets in a rifle. That has to be God protecting a lot of lives today through the Capitol Police.
That's, right.
Why did God not protect Steve Scalise's hip?
Oh, yeah.
Why did he not protect the aide who got shot in the leg and almost bled out?
Hey, Kate.
There on the diamond.
Kate! Dial up Jesus and ask him why God let all those kids at Sandy Hook get killed. I'm wondering. And how about all those people at Pulse Nightclub?
Here's the rest of Lance.
God, what an idiot.
I want to remind you that Trump, remember when Obama bathed the White House in rainbow colors when same-sex marriage came out? It's interesting to me that the last time the White House was given a symbolic color bath, it was Trump honoring policemen. He bathed it in blue. And I think that honor is policing the heavens right now.
So God is like, okay, I think that the United States is liking police enough, so I'm gonna use my God magic to push some of those bullets out of the way of those white guys.
Arthur! You know what I mean? Is there a picture of this guy on your screen?
There is.
Oh, I want to see this lunatic.
He's, you know, a white guy, a white asshole. Yeah. Typical white asshole. Lance Wallnau, preacher, bathed in blue.
Nothing special. I thought he looked crazy. Damn it. Disappointed.
That's even scarier, though.
Yeah, he's
more stealthy.
These lunatics walk among us. We don't even fucking know.
Right.
Shit, man.
A lot more of them walking among us here in Florida. I believe.
Oh, yeah. What kind of fucking bullshit magic this guy believes in? And by the way, man, so what do you think happened when Obama bathed the White House in rainbows? In pink or whatever the fuck he said.
No, everybody was forced to take it in the butt.
Well, right. I mean, if he thinks bathing the White House in blues helps the police, then what does it do when you bathe it in, you know, the rainbow flag? It makes us all gay?
Right.
I don't know.
Well, that's when God got mad.
Right.
Because Muslim painted gay jizz all over the White House.
That's a that's a special color you can get at Sherwin-Williams. Gay jizz.
The National Rifle Association.
Oh, yes.
You may have heard of those cuddle bears.
Right. You know, my friend that I work with was a member of the NRA, and he was a lifetime member, and you know what you do? You get like a newsletter in the mail, and you also get like DVDs and shit. You can watch like a deer get taken down with a fucking crossbow on a video. And these guys watch this shit. They just watch animals getting shot by hunters, and they dig it.
Creepy.
What the fuck is that about? What about just looking at an animal? Would you ever look at an animal and think, oh my God, I wish I could fucking shoot a bullet right through its fucking head?
No.
You ever fucking think that?
Nope.
God damn.
Yeah, I don't get it.
You guys are fucked up. No offense.
Well, the NRA, unsurprisingly,
yes,
has been, it says they use their news outlet to repeatedly assign collective blame to the left.
No.
For the shooting that left Representative Steve Scalise critically wounded.
A-plus rating from your shit organization, by the way.
Meanwhile, when Gabby Giffords was shot in 2011, crickets and tumbleweeds.
Oh, yeah, right.
In fact, they released a statement saying, at this time, anything other than prayers for the victims and their families would be inappropriate. 4 seconds after they found out that the shooter was a Bernie guy, NRA TV is all over it.
They don't give a shit. God damn, you fucking little whores. They're the worst lobbyist group, right? They got to be the evilest, the most evil.
One of NRA TV's programs called Stinchfield, hosted by Grant Stinchfield.
Oh, God.
Stinchfield said, there's an atmosphere of violence being pushed across America by the left, and it motivates unstable people.
They're the gun group. They're the gun group. Guns are used for violence. God damn.
He also said, look, I want everyone to know that certainly the shooter has accountability in this. He gets the ultimate responsibility for his actions. But when you're unstable, when you're unstable, when you are deranged, it only takes a little bit to provoke you to do something. There is a culpability to those on the left that push this violent atmosphere against conservatives, against people that don't believe in what they do. And that's what's got to stop.
Oh, okay. Okay, now I understand. So it's not the bullet that shot Steve Scalise that caused his hip to get all fucked up. It's not the bullet.
No, it's Kathy Griffin.
It's a liberal atmosphere. Okay.
Trump haters.
It's Kathy Griffin.
This is a Breitbart columnist who wrote a piece for NRA magazine. America's First Freedom.
They got a magazine.
Oh yeah.
You mean like a magazine and a gun, or like you read it?
Like pun intended.
Jesus Christ.
He wrote, Trump haters push protests past the limit of decency with media fanning the hateful flames. People like Kathy Griffin and those who produce the New York Public Theater's Shakespeare in the Park series, whose goal is to divide the country, then use the division to their political benefit. Meanwhile,
God damn it,
who divided the country more than Trump? Who's more divisive than Trump?
No one. Not one fucking person. He called everybody not white and straight, you know, less than human.
But we're supposed to just fall in like Trump bots because he won.
Ugh. You know what I don't fucking get? The NRA is poo-pooing all this protest, and they're saying it's past the point of decency. But that is a whole justification for you guys having guns, right? You want to be able to rise up against tyranny.
Yeah.
So I don't understand.
The left has created a climate in which violence is imminent. The divisions they foster and maintain to be elected to office or to preserve their Hollywood and media fiefdoms.
Fuck you.
Are coming back to haunt us in real time. Shame on them for exploiting the very violence their ideology births.
Right.
For seeking to spin a heinous crime into another gun control law.
Oh, suck a fucking dick.
Like maybe mentally ill people shouldn't be able to get guns.
You know what? If you NRA fucks, you hate Hollywood so much, then today, starting this moment, you are not allowed to watch any of those programs that you love so much on fucking Netflix. No more Walking Dead. That's fucking Hollywood, dickhead. No more any of that shit you enjoy. That's ours. If you're going to be such cunts about it, then Hollywood's ours. You can fuck right off. My God, if California seceded today and made it so none of these little fucking assholes in the flyover state that voted for Trump could watch their products, people would lose their fucking mind.
Yeah.
What would you do with your fucking time? Read a book? Ha 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 ha.
Also responding.
Yes.
Yesterday to a report, about.
Yes.
From CNN.
Right.
And, this, Alex Jones is unhappy with Wolf Blitzer's coverage.
Oh shit.
Here, Alex Jones. Goes hunting for some wolf.
Wolf Blitzer has a guest on. Yeah. So this man wasn't a monster, and he was just tired of things. Wolf Blitzer, okay, thanks for your view. Very interesting. What happens, Wolf Blitzer, when somebody pumps rounds into your little pumpkin head and says, it's just political?
Oh.
By the way,
what happens, Wolf Blitzer, when somebody pumps rounds into your little pumpkin head?
That sounds violent, doesn't it?
I don't know. Well, he's saying what if.
Oh, what if? Oh, it's hyperbole.
He's not saying kill Wolf Blitzer like the libtards do.
I don't think it would be possible to do what he says, because Wolf Blitzer has such a beard and such bushy hair. I think he's impervious to bullets because of it. You can't penetrate that beard of his.
He swings his beard around like Wonder Woman does her magic bracelets.
I don't mean like a beard like, say, in the Lindsey Graham sense. I mean like something that might grow on your face. Allegedly. Hyperbole.
There's no beard.
There's no fucking beard.
When has Lindsey Graham ever had a girlfriend? Doesn't even try.
Fuck it.
You people. You guys better have some helicopter jump jets and be ready to get out of here real quick if the actual Civil War kicks off.
He's talking to Wolf Blitzer. You guys better have jump jets to get out of here if the actual Civil War. So he's threatening the media.
Yeah.
He's saying, when my lunatics finally get pissed and start shooting up the country because we're not all bowing and sucking Trump's tiny little pecker,
yummy.
Then you better with me. We're coming for the media.
Well, Alex, you got a point. I am constantly a little nervous around all your shooty little followers, right? Aren't you nervous when right wing nut jobs get upset? I mean, they tend to get violent, crazy.
Yeah,
incite bullshit. I don't know.
I'm a pretty good shot.
Oh, are you? Well, me too. For what it's worth, I don't want to shoot a gun, man. What's your weapon of choice? What do you use in Call of Duty?
I forget what my favorite gun in Call of Duty was. I haven't played in so long. But
right. You know what mine is? Super Soaker.
You're standing in the corner and spinning around, towards the ceiling.
Hey, by the way, that E3 bullshit's going off right now.
Yes, Electronic Entertainment Expo.
I got to tell you, for Christmas, you got that fucking PS. What is that?
Xbox.
Yes. It's not. Okay. Well, what's wrong with the state of video games? Number
what do
one.
You mean?
Well, why can't I play them? I hate that I can't even walk down the fucking sidewalk with these fucking games, man.
The controllers have evolved since the Atari days when it's stick with a button.
Dude, it's fake, so why make it shitty?
It's not shitty.
I can't get out of the corner.
Well, others can.
Oh, my God. I don't know. The only video game I can play is Words with Friends.
That's video games aren't your thing.
No, they're not. I like Tetris. I remember I told you, I got Tetris on my iPhone, and one day, honestly, I'm so good at Tetris. I played this game, I'm like, God, I'm so good. I'm amazed Tetris isn't contacting me to say, like, hey,
oh boy,
you're so good, we want you on our E3 Tetris team. Why am I not getting paid to play Tetris and people watch?
I don't know that there are any current esports games that are Tetris. I don't think there are a lot of Tetris teams out there.
I'm good at that. I am good at Tetris.
I'll keep my eye out.
Anybody?
If I see a team forming, maybe.
Right. What a great group of people that'd be. Jeez.
Here's more of Alex Jones.
I'm not the one that's calling for violence. You're going to get wrecked bad.
Who's calling for violence. You're going to get wrecked bad.
What happened with his child custody case? How'd that go for him?
There are a lot of people like Santa Claus been making a list.
What the fuck?
Well, and the funny thing is, I mean, we really need to figure out a way to talk to each other because our timelines on all of our social medias are lit up with people responding to this guy. The libs are saying, these people are dumb. They think we don't have guns, too.
We don't, though. Do they? You know. All right. All right. We do, guys.
A lot of them do.
Yes. Shit.
A lot of us do.
Yeah.
I don't.
Right. I got a, I'm trying to think of the weapons I have. I have a,
I mean, right now, I have.
This is mic stand.
Have I you, would.
Oh, yes, me too.
I might get a permit here in Florida.
Come on. Come the fuck on. Get a bow and arrow. That's better.
Oh, that's easy to conceal.
All right. I don't think.
Like walking with a heart on.
Do you rather be shot with a bow and arrow or with a gun? Lots of things, lots of variables, I imagine.
Well, yeah. Neither.
Right. Yeah, through the eyeball.
Been checking it twice about who's been naughty and nice, and you kick off Civil War II, baby. You'll think Lexington and Concord was a cakewalk.
Alex, boo-boo kitty, Alex, your people lost the Civil War. The people that are fighting for Trump and with Trump are the same people that, for the most part, done lost the Civil War.
Can we talk about some like, just physiology and shit? Unless this guy,
he's got allergies.
He takes this big breath in like he's going to release a tirade, but it's never that. He takes a big breath in because he's trying to hold in rage. Because he gets so mad, he's like,
well, his character.
Yeah, okay.
Is trying to hold in rage.
Is that what he told the
right.
judge?
Yeah.
His custody hearing?
Yeah, he went to Juilliard. He's from Stratford upon Avon.
Dude, no, that's no shit, because if this is an act,
I'm going to do a show now called Alex Jones. Yeah. Hold on 1 minute. Hey, everybody. Hey, Alex Jones here.
What's that fucking douchebag that does Actor Studio? If it turns out, James Lipton.
That would be great.
If it turns out that this guy, that Alex Jones is acting, and this is purely a part, and he's some British motherfucker. If Alex Jones is a British motherfucking actor from the RSC,
then he deserves every accolade.
Put him on Actor Studio tomorrow. I want to know his favorite word. It's all the bullshit. I want to hear that.
But you never listen. You've never been in fights. That's the weird thing about globalists, is their minions are all like super wimpy, candy-ass fops.
Wait,
play world...
I laughed over that. What are they? Super wimpy
candy ass fops.
Candy ass fops? I thought he said
fops. And their minions are all like super wimpy candy ass fops. But they play World of Warcraft. I guess they feel powerful. And they just talk about how they're going to kill people all the time and how they're going to murder us and how our kids belong to them. And ha ha ha.
What is your ranking?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on, you played.
Not for a long time.
But aren't there right-wing nut jobs that play World of Warcraft and all that shit?
Well, yeah, and left-wing nut jobs that play World of Warcraft.
But that's a game. World of Warcraft, you don't necessarily have... It's not first-person shooter, so it's not like, how do I stand up and walk down the fucking street, right? Or is it?
Yeah.
Ugh. God, those suck. I hate those.
I think you can play it first-person or third-person, I think.
Man, I grew up in the fucking
80s. Maybe not. Might be a third person.
Yeah. They had video games right in the 80s. Fucking Pac-Man.
Pong.
Pong, dude. Oh, I...
Defender.
Let me tell you something. One of my earliest childhood memories, my dad got Pong, and we had, when I was growing up, we had the most, like, our house was so 70s. The living room and the dining room were separated by a brick wall, and in the brick wall, there was this gigantic opening. And the TV was on a turntable. And if you were sitting in living room, you could turn the TV and watch it on a, you know, or if you were in the dining room, you could turn the TV. But we had Pong. We had Pong on that motherfucker. The TV was like the size of a car.
Did you have seahorses in your coffee table?
No, just in my... You really had that, though,
my
right?
My mother, yeah. My parents.
That's a...
We're rocking the 70s,
that's
too.
That's a great life, though, for a seahorse, isn't it?
I'm sure they had quality... You remember, long quality lives.
God, what must you think life is like if you're just in a like a little square box of water and the only contact you have with the outside world is someone slamming their tumbler down on top of your little table? That's it.
Yeah. Who knows what went on the top of that table?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Nothing. It's, you know, I don't know.
Here's more Alex Jones.
Yes.
The sky rise burned down, Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad, and you know, just on and on and on, and everyone rolls over to it, and I am sick of it. Before we go any further, I'm going to come back and get into some of these outrageous clips. We got a bunch of guests joining us to talk about the Civil War the Democrats are openly kicking off. But here's the deal.
The Civil War the Democrats are openly kicking off. Citations,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, I missed that announcement from Nancy Pelosi. What is he? What,
so who's inciting violence? There is no Civil War being kicked off by the Democrats. So every lunatic,
yes,
in their basement jerking off,
they believe it,
is buying this and now thinks that the Democrats are actually starting the Civil War.
Listen, I don't know what they're doing in the basement, but if they're just jerking off, that's fine, because there could be a lot
more don't.
Bad shit.
And don't spread your seed.
No.
Don't have kids.
Yeah.
We're getting more traffic than we've ever had in the summer. Not as big as it was election week, but it's close. And we're getting a lot of support. But obviously we're under mega attack, and they got lots of other stuff lined up in the pipeline. But we've got operations that will hold them off for at least 4 years.
We're getting mega attacks, but we've got operations that will hold them off for 4 years.
Holy shit. What operation?
I don't know what that means.
What the fuck is he talking about?
What is he talking about?
He's out of his fucking mind. Surely nothing.
We're getting a lot of support, but obviously we're under mega attack, and they got lots of other stuff lined up in the pipeline, but we've got operations that will hold them off for at least 4 years at our current attack profile.
Attack profile? What does that mean?
And I'm not
getting... I don't know. That, I don't know what the fuck this lunatic is talking about.
Do you think
about.
He plays video games? Because that sounds like video game bullshit.
Well, he was just making fun of people who play Warcraft.
Yeah. God, by the way, his net worth is estimated at $5 million. Because I was wondering, I just looked that shit up.
At our current attack profile, unless they kill me. And I'm not giving them some, you know, code they didn't already have. That's the only code that works in their operation.
What?
They can't kill
talking about?
My name or your name, because you know they're a bunch of liars. They can't get to you. They can't break you. And they know that. They can't stand it.
Who is they? Who is he talking about?
It started off as Wolf Blitzer. Are we still talking?
I don't fucking
Should
know.
We be watching in the bushes for Wolf Blitzer to leap out upon us?
You know what it is? He's blessed with such idiot fans, such, you know, when we say anything on this show that's wrong, we hear about it.
We get pummeled, rightfully so. Yeah,
I don't know that he gets these tweets. Do you really think?
No, it's been proven that right wingers don't fact check. They attack the fact checkers
in there. Alex Jones fans that really I'm not gonna say believe him, but buy into sort of kind of the shit he talks about.
Yeah.
Do you think anybody really in their heart believes that the Democrats are openly calling for civil war?
Yes.
That is impossible. And how do you believe that?
And those are the assholes we have to be afraid of, because those are the ones that are going to arm up and shoot up a get out the vote rally or something like that.
Do you think, is it our responsibility? Are we failing as a people? Because when we meet fuckers like this, we don't take them aside and say, listen, I want to say this the nicest way possible. You think all these things are happening, but what's really going on is you are in the throes of extreme mental illness.
But we do.
And you need help.
They don't. They say, I'm rubber, you're glue. You're crazy. You're trying to kill us.
And
you're starting a civil war.
Yeah. And so my thought would be, well, can't we just strap them down and throw Prozac down their throat? Now, that's a bad thing. That would be bad, right? Why?
That's not how we roll.
Okay. Instead, we just let these guys do whatever the fuck they want.
Be a martyr, but if they can demonize me enough, then have some angry person do it. You know, like a family member of a slain child. You can see them.
Oh my God!
Listen to that.
By the way,
he's taunting Sandy Hook parents right there.
He really is.
Fucking scumbag.
There's no other way to cut that. That's exactly what he's saying.
What a fucking scumbag!
And he's accusing people of. He's saying of some angry person. I mean, is he not angry?
Yeah.
I mean, at the very least.
Whole PR thing. Very upset I canceled The View and aren't coming to New York. You don't think we have people that are jacked into everything and don't know what you're up to?
Jacked?
He's intimating that he was going to go on The View, he said?
Oh,
and he was going to go to New York, but he canceled it. Apparently, his crack security team got wind of some horrible plot to kill Alex or something. I don't know what the fuck he's talking. He's nuts. He's mentally ill.
If you were the exec producer on The View, I mean, I don't know, and you knew Alex Jones was coming, would you have a couple of extra security guards backstage? I don't know why. This guy's
for who?
For Alex, to protect me from Alex.
Oh,
if I was on stage with him, I would have a talking
protect
to
from Alex's people.
Yeah, and Alex. Everything. There's nothing about this guy. Imagine if he's your fucking neighbor.
Oh,
this is the kind of loon. Like, does he
like
have
our
like
neighbor?
Yeah,
what'd from 4 to 6 p.m. every day.
Oh, that's
Central
right.
Time.
God,
canceled The View and aren't coming to New York. You don't think we have people that are jacked into everything and don't know what you're up to? Should I publish the directive from a U.S. agency in countervalence of the president, out of the State Department, the Board of Governors of the FCC, and the Central Intelligence Agency, ordering everyone not to actually play clips or what I say? Maybe we'll release that in the next hour.
How is he claiming there's some government directive to not play his clips?
How is that tied to our civil war that the Dems openly called for?
None of this makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, he's not. That's what I was trying to get
this
at.
This is off the Alex rails.
The beauty of him having a dipshit audience base is that he can phone it in. Maybe we're listening to him phone it in and he kind of is doing like Alex Jones' greatest hits. You know what I mean? He just says globalist, blah, 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 candy ass.
But you just think it's only redcoats in this fight. You don't think there aren't Minutemen. What you just think in the universe, you just pound the children and abort them and kill them and devil worship and open the borders and bring in disease and everything. Just pound us in the face forever and no one ever stands up. No one ever fights back. Oh, yes, that's what's happening now. Get ready. But briefly, we have high-quality fluoride-free toothpaste.
Oh, my God.
But briefly, we have high-quality fluoride-free toothpaste.
Oh, that's funny. Jesus Christ. He's all of it's connected. That's the thing with these right-wing nut job lunatic conspiracy theorists, right? Like Michael Savage and Limbaugh and all this other shit. There's something they don't understand. They just say, oh, it's part of the big globalist conspiracy. Fuck you. My audience is stupid.
Yeah, but this one's honestly calling for
violence. Oh shit.
Said it the other day. Trump did start getting physical against his enemies.
I mean, isn't that not illegal? I mean, are you allowed to do that? Is there no rules against that if you're
apparently not.
Jesus Christ. Listen,
apparently not.
A few weeks ago or a couple of months ago, I called for the arming of Black Lives Matter. I was speaking in hyperbole. I just want to be clear on that shit. I mean, you know, I don't know.
Oh, God. Eric Bolling over at Fox, quote, news, unquote.
Yay.
Here we go.
Let's chat, America. It's time we did. Earlier on the show, just a minute ago, you heard Rand Paul's bone-chilling account of the events this morning. Where are we when a society, when a guy like Steve Scalise, a wife and two kids, is gunned down on second freaking base? Congressman Mo Brooks described the terror he felt while lying down in a dugout being shot at with, quote, just a baseball bat for defense. Don't lose the poetic irony on the fact that this happened on a baseball field, the most American of American pastimes. Is this America or is this Raqqa or Yemen?
This is Raqqa or Yemen.
This ain't supposed to happen to white people. What the fuck? And by the
way, today,
if you're going to gun somebody down in a baseball field, don't do that. I mean, you know, I play second base. You know, you're not really needed unless there's a double play or there's a left-handed batter. I'd go for the shortstop or, you know, the pitcher.
Is this America or is this Raqqa or Yemen? So today, this was clearly politically motivated as the shooter was a Bernie Sanders 2016 campaign volunteer.
Oh, fuck you.
Eric Bolling trying to cover his boner.
God.
And here's the socialist hiding a poster with his politics written all over it. So this was a targeted attack on Republicans, no doubt.
There's a picture of the shooter from before. It says, tax the rich.
Yes.
Well, American politics has been
for 70 years till Reagan's trickle down.
Oh, shit.
We need, I don't know what it says, something brackets 20 million. Oh, go back to the old when America was doing better.
Yes.
Go back to the old tax brackets,
right,
where the rich got fucking taxed.
With this politics written all over it. So this was a targeted attack on Republicans, no doubt. You know, American politics has been called a blood sport where both sides are using strong words to refute the other side's policies. It's been that way for 240 years. That's a...
So, you know there's a but coming here.
Oh, yes.
But these libtards these days being nasty to Donald Trump.
This guy is winding up for something, right?
America. But there's been a sea change recently in the words liberal politicians and celebrities are willing to use.
Well, fuck you, Eric Bolling, you pin-dick little ass fuck. Seriously, to blame liberals for the violent atmosphere right now is ridiculous. When this vile, insecure, angsty, angry white man is complicit and his faux news channel of propaganda.
Yeah, absolutely. And the guy that got shot has an A+ fucking rating for the NRA. He goes out of his way so guns like the kind that fucking shot him in the hip are available to anyone, even if they're on the terrorist watch list. Do you remember that shit? Are we not supposed to scream about the irony here? Yeah, I'm sorry this guy got shot, and I'm sorry he's in the hospital and it's critical or whatever. But you can't not point out the irony. The left, they aren't violent. I'm sorry. That is you guys. That is the GOP. You fucking Schittler. His campaign was couched in such violence, such hate, and such animosity. You got to be nuts.
There are violent lefties, but...
Holy shit.
Like the Antifa, but... The mainstream, everybody else decries them. We want them caught.
Right.
If they're at peaceful protests starting to throw rocks and shit, we want them tackled and dragged away. And
absolutely,
we want to point them out and make them go away.
Fucking course.
There's a big difference between that and the rights violence.
Yes.
Donald Trump said, there was a time when you could rough them up. I'd love
wistfully
to punch them in the face.
He was wistful.
Yeah. I'll pay the legal bills of anyone that's arrested.
He sounds like the fucking Sopranos. And by the way, uptick in hate crime since this dickhead was elected?
Exactly. Here's more of this.
What a piece of fucking human fucking garbage.
Don't drizzle.
Democrat politicians have been playing fast and loose with the way they disagree with the right on the GOP health care proposed law just alone. Cory Booker, a Democrat from New Jersey, said this will, quote, mean death, pain, and suffering.
Yeah. So he's saying that by the Democrats saying you're going to kick 26 million people off of health care, it's going to be death, pain, and suffering. He's saying that's inciting violence.
What? That, is he... God, is this guy fucking thick-headed?
Yes.
Is he that fucking stupid?
Well, this is the guy who called Mike Ditka a wussy. Because Mike Ditka said, you know, given the new science and medicine, that the studies that are coming out that say, you know, your kids really shouldn't play football.
Yeah.
They're getting jelly brain from playing football. And Ditka said, I don't think I would put my kid in football right now if I had a young kid. And Gutless here.
Call him a pussy.
Not Gutfeld. Bowling.
Yeah.
Says, Ditka's being a wussy.
Being a wussy.
Yeah.
Well, who would know more about what Mike Ditka knows about fucking football? What an idiot.
Don't ask me. It's a sad, tiny, bald, insecure, little girly man, Eric Bolling, that thinks he is an alpha male.
Fuck right off, dickhead. You are making the country worse.
Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat governor of Virginia, said people are going to die. Yep, Virginia. Let's call it the home field for today's shooting.
People are going to die. With this health care bill.
He is not making any sense. He is actually taking words and completely stripping them of their fucking context. It's blatant.
Listen to Democrat and former Attorney General Loretta Lynch go too far.
Here we go.
I know it's a time of concern for people who see our rights being assailed, being trampled on, and even being rolled back. It has been people, individuals, who have banded together, ordinary people who simply saw what needed to be done. They've marched. They've bled. Yes, some of them have died.
She's talking about the protesters that were out peacefully protesting and were attacked by jackboot white racist thugs in Selma, Alabama.
And this guy's on Fox News. He's on a cable news network that's mainstream that people see. Do you think they're going to believe Eric Bolling? People believe him. Idiots.
They're all the dummies, yeah.
God.
And they've marched. They've bled. Yes, some of them have died.
Spill blood, die. Really, ma'am? Snoop Dogg's gone.
What?
Yeah, ask John Lewis.
Yeah.
How his concussion from getting beaten and the dog bites from being on the Pettus Bridge in fucking Alabama.
So when people talk about police violence against unarmed black people to get shot to death, you're supposed to take the violence out of that.
Those are demons.
Oh, that's right.
That are going after the poor innocent policemen.
Oh, Eric Bolling, you're a fucking idiot. You're a fucking loser.
He's one of the more over there. He's him and Abloh, you know, they're all in that same mold of just a horrifically arrogant, again, insecure in their own masculinity, so they think that you've got to go around and be a big macho male. You know, that's how you're a man.
Soccer's for wussies or whatever the fuck that Abloh said.
Meanwhile, his poor kids, I'm sure he's forced them into football.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're not going to be little faggots. You're going to play football.
I wonder. And he's a fucking doctor.
Oh, that's Bolling, yeah.
Oh, Bolling, but, sorry.
That's Abloh. This is Bolling. Yeah.
Simply saw what needed to be done. They've marched. They've bled. Yes, some of them have died.
Spill blood, die. Really, ma'am?
Yes.
Snoop Dogg's gone. Kathy Griffin's head. Shakespeare's bloody rampage. It goes on and on.
Oh, there it is. Snoop Dogg shooting the Trump clown with a gun that goes bang. Kathy Griffin's tasteless, moronic, stupid meme that she made with Donald Trump's bloody chopped off head holding it. And then, of course, the evil Shakespeare play in the park.
Right.
I mean, their bloody Shakespeare play.
This guy speaks from a place of just profound white fucking privilege
and ignorance and brazenly pandering to the dumb and to the racists. Yeah. And who is really inciting violence?
This guy.
Right.
He is telling a bunch of white privileged motherfuckers that there is a war on your way of life. He's saying, look at these people. They're coming into your own white neighborhoods and they're shooting the guy at second base.
Kathy Griffin holding up a fake Trump head is equivalent to what that asshole did yesterday.
Yeah. That's equivalent to, Donald Trump deporting a bunch of fucking veterans that served our country. Yeah. Who's inciting violence?
Kathy Griffin's head. Shakespeare's bloody rampage, it goes on and on. How many innocent people have to die before we realize that words do matter? Crazy people act on the crazy things they hear from politicians and celebrities. Think before you utter those blind, hateful words next time, liberals, because...
What the fuck?
I know. My head just wants to explode when 24/7 on Fox, quote, news, unquote, the least reliable news outlet out there.
This is all they do.
Of the big ones.
Right.
That's all they do.
I think before you talk. Fuck you, you piece of garbage.
Hear those blind, hateful words next time, liberals, because are crazy people out there taking your metaphors literally. Before you liberals blow a gasket saying I'm being partisan, I will tell you, I will guarantee you this, I would be writing the same monologue and delivering the same monologue if it were a Democrat softball practice targeted and terrorized. That, I promise you.
Unless it was Obama that got shot.
But, in fact, you wouldn't be, because you're making this big deal that this motherfucker volunteered for Bernie. Right?
Right. And I mean, would not. Did where was his speech when that guy shot up the Planned Parenthood clinic?
Yeah.
Where was his speech when that guy on the train stabbed those two guys in the neck who were protecting a couple of women of color from his vile, racist, anti-Muslim tirade?
What about Dylann Roof?
Where was Eric Bolling's rant then about the rhetoric from the right?
God.
No, we're not doing that. We're innocent. The liberal lefty libtards who are out there inciting violence.
I mean, it is almost not. I mean, I know we're a country of the First Amendment. We have free speech. But there has to be some answer to letting a network call themselves news and just be just based on lies, on fucking bullshit. There has to be something we can do. I mean, do I sound
well,
like...
Well, the fairness doctrine.
What is that?
Reagan got rid of that was for political stuff has to be like equal time. And that if you purport to be a news organization, you kind of have to be factual.
Truthiness. I mean, why do we...
Fox News would be off the air if the fairness doctrine were still in effect.
It's loony that we have to contend with something called fake news. It's loony that one of the three cable news networks on the dial is full of shit. It's crazy.
And before we all breathe a sigh of relief and think, well, maybe it's coming to an end with, Schindler's investigations and everything. But, we've still got anal warts like Eric Bolling out there.
Right.
This was him on national television blaming liberals. Alex Jones saying the Democrats have declared and started the Civil War.
Right. And these are things that, like, these right-wing nut jobs, I mean, that plays into a narrative they all believe in and they all kind of fucking want on some level, right? I mean, don't these violent assholes, don't they hunger for...
Alex Jones can't wait to shoot a liberal.
My God.
Can't wait.
I just don't understand the planet they want to live on. I don't understand how people could come out and vote for a guy that didn't want to raise the minimum wage. We are a country of buffoons.
So they just had this election, this primary in Virginia.
Yes.
For the governor's race there.
Fuck you.
And the Republican side, well, the Democrat side was... purported to be the Bernie wing versus the establishment wing or whatever. Okay. And the establishment wing won.
Right.
But then when you look at their platforms, they're pretty much the same goddamn fucking thing.
Yeah.
For the most part. But the Bernie liberal that lost has thrown his full support behind the other dude.
Yes.
The alleged mainstream.
Right.
But on the Republican side.
Okay.
The Corey Stewart, who is chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors, was going up against fellow Republican Ed Gillespie,
right?
Who's the former chairman of the RNC.
Prince William, isn't that a really unfortunate name? Isn't that a horrible, like, piercing thing you can get?
Prince Albert.
Prince Albert on your dick.
Stewart was Virginia State co-chairman of President Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign.
Oh, my God.
And
vile.
This guy came within a sea hair.
Yes.
Of beating the established candidate that everybody thought was just going to win easily.
Oh, my God.
Veteran Republican, former chairman of the RNC, Ed Gillespie.
Right.
1 point. Just 1 point separated them. And this guy, this Corey Stewart, is loony.
Like with Jesus and shit?
Alt-right.
Oh, racist. Is he homophobic?
While he was co-chair of Donald Trump's campaign there in Virginia.
Yes.
Stewart wrote multiple pieces for Breitbart.
Hello.
Shortly after, he was fired from his position in October for taking part in a protest against the RNC.
Oh, my God. Can we have less Breitbart writers in our fucking government, please?
He gave an interview to Mike Cernovich.
Yes.
Alt-right troll.
Fucking douche.
Conspiracy theorist.
Fuck you.
During the interview, Cernovich said, quote, he calls establishment Republicans cucks because they like to see Trump get screwed over by the media. That's what they get off on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would agree, Stewart said.
They were...
The term cuck is short for conservative, blah, blah, blah.
Insane.
He also did a question and answer session on Reddit in Are the Donald, which is the horrible fever swamp of
is that
Donald
where
Trump Peppy. Everybody's got a Peppy.
Oh, it's pro-Trump.
Oh, God, yeah.
I thought it was where they slammed Trump.
No, no, God, no.
Why doesn't that exist?
Unbelievably alt-right, white nationalist, racist.
God.
Peppy pinheads.
Jeez.
The Virginia GOP state chairman even criticized Stewart.
Yes.
Saying that because Stewart wrote that the that Ed Gillespie, he called Ed Gillespie a conservative. Conservative.
Yeah. Lovely level of dialogue we have in this country, by the way.
The Virginia GOP criticized him, saying that that's a term used by white nationalists.
Okay.
During his campaign, Stewart also criticized Charlottesville plan to remove a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee.
Damn, if these people cared as much for poor people as they do for these fucking war memorials, the world would be a better place.
This guy went to rallies.
Oh, okay.
Protesting, taking down these Confederate statues. He also...
What a horrible group of people.
Tweeted out, nothing is worse than a Yankee telling a Southerner that his monuments don't matter.
There's a lot of things worse than that. What the fuck? Your monuments don't matter. They do matter. They matter so much, they got to come down. They're racist, you dickhead.
Richard Spencer, most famous for taking one to the chin by a, we decry violence.
Oh, how horrible.
A passing ruffian.
Oh, yes.
Struck him upside the head, God. Which... Google that shit and watch it 100 times.
Yeah, I'd decry the shit
Nazi
out of that.
Nazi gets hit in the face.
Is that
Richard Spencer pinhead? Remember, we did the story, led a group of protests against taking down those monuments in Virginia with torches. Remember, they ended it all having torches.
How creepy. A bunch of fucking faux Nazis running around. Stylishly
of
fire.
All the candidates running for governor, Stewart was the only one who didn't condemn that protest.
God. Obviously, even if the guy doesn't believe in that shit, even if he's not for it, he doesn't have a problem like pandering to that horrible subsection of fucking humanity. That is fucked up.
The Daily Stormer, the blatantly Nazi alt-right website,
yes.
News, quote, news.
Oh, yes, I've heard of them.
Wrote that Stewart's actions show, quote, how you win the game and how we go mainstream.
Oh, God. You know what, man? I want to ask the GOP something. Why is it when Nazi right-wing nut job freaks look for a candidate, they always pick out somebody from your side? Doesn't that bother you?
Yeah.
Does that make you think?
Alt-right figures, even though Stewart lost, they're thrilled.
Ooh.
All turgid down below.
Oh, yes.
Over the near upset, Cernovich tweeted that the results showed GOP globalists are all going to have primary challengers.
No, shit.
He also said Stewart, quote, showed them what one man can do with his political revolution.
Oh, God. See, this shit is the end of the GOP. When all of a sudden... being a Republican means you're kind of like a quasi-Nazi.
Quasi.
Quasi, yeah, right. You're a fucking Nazi. Nobody's going to want to associate with that shit party. I don't give a fuck.
Another... Oh,
who
fuck.
You are.
I can't even say one more sentence because we have to go instantly. Thanks for being with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
Follow Ryan at Rated R Comedy on Twitter and Instagram at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Sorry we had to end so quick, but we talked a long time. Back tomorrow, Faithless Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.